Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Rob Parker, let's get into it. And this is a story you'll love because this is right up your alley. But we're talking about Shaq. You know, let me just go way back. It was last week. The Utah Jazz played on TNT.
Right. And Shaq made a comment. Very awkward moment.
Right. Shaq in the studio made a comment that Donovan Mitchell, who's playing great ball, doesn't have what it takes to get to the next level, meaning lead that team to real, real championship contention. He interviews Donovan after the game and says it to him. Hey, I said, you don't have what it takes. I want to see what you say to that. And Donovan was just like, all right, whatever. And then he, you know, Shaq pushed him, well, okay, I just wanted to hear what you said. And then Donovan said, you know, his thing, hey, I've been doubted my whole career, blah, blah, blah. It became controversial because, as you said, Rob, it was just awkward. You know, and Kevin Durant and LeBron James were on Instagram.
What a shocker. What a shocker that those two couldn't wait to chime in. All that stuff, man, I'm going to tell you, those guys, Chris, when it's all said and done, they'll realize it's just not worth it. Seriously.
Durant seems he's a little younger than LeBron, so he's grown up with this social media. I think social media to these guys, Kyrie Irving and all these others, their age, it's like television was to us, Rob. So I'm not that into social media. I mean, I do post my stuff. I read and all that. But I could easily step away if I had to. I don't know that some of these young guys, I mean, really could do that without it really giving them a lot of problems. But anyway, LeBron and KD said... KD said, man, these old dudes need to enjoy retirement, meaning Shaq. Just chill out. Stop criticizing the young bucks. And then LeBron kind of echoed his point, but said they be hating too. Some of it's hate because he's like, you could tell by the tone of voice in which they say it. So that led Shaq. I know it's kind of a long, winding road we've been on, but that led Shaq to go on Instagram and respond twice. Twice. All right, first he said this. Where's the first one? He said he posted a picture on Monday of all his great former teammates on the perimeter. Kobe, D. Wade, Steve Nash, Gary Payton, Penny Hardaway, and LeBron. And he said, this is what greatness at the guard position looks like. Obviously, a slight to Donovan Mitchell. I played with the best ever to do it. I know what best looked like. And then it's hashtag don't have to hate. And then he says, you know, I got G14 classification to say what I say. And today, Rob, he tweeted this. I know what greatness is. Ain't nobody playing done what I've done besides LeBron and Steph Curry. I have G14 classification to say what I say. You better Google me. He loves that G14 phrase. But there it is, Rob. And so, like I said, long, winding road, but you get what I'm saying. You get the picture. What are your thoughts?
It is, again, first of all, that he even has to do that to justify or let people know his credentials or put that out there. Tells you you're working at a negative to me. You shouldn't have to even do that. And so what if they don't agree? The only problem I have is athletes are being put in position because basically, Chris, they're eliminating us. They're eliminating black reporters who have worked and gone to journalism school and done all that. We're the ones who get pushed out because they'd rather have black athletes. That's how it's going. And that's fine. I have no issue with athletes being analysts and doing stuff like that. But when they put them in roles of as being reporters and interviewing people, Chris, I think that's where you get the issues. That's where you get the awkward moments. I said it before. Chris, you could write a harsh article or something on somebody. You don't go up to them the next day in the locker room and go, I wrote that you stink. Did you read it? Do you know what I mean? Like,
right.
That's not what you do. I've written columns saying coaches should be fired. I make myself available,
hey,
Chris.
Right.
I'm around. I'm not hiding. But I'm not going to go up to his face and go, did you read my column? I said you should be fired. What do you think? What is he supposed to say? It's like asking a guy in an interview, when did you stop beating your wife? Like, what is the response to that?
Right.
So he put him in a spot that was awkward, and now he has to some way, somehow try to justify. And the players, Chris, are way too sensitive. If it's you, if it's me, if it's Stephen A., if it's Skip Bayless, we don't know anything. We didn't play any NBA. And now it's Shaq, and now it's Charles Barkley, and they don't want to hear from them. Oh, they're just old guys. LeBron, oh, they're just hating. Why can't it be criticism? What world are we living in where these guys think they can play in a public forum, Chris, and not be criticized for their work when it's not up to par? It's not about your hair or your waist size or your, if you have acne or not. It's about your play. Why can't people talk about your play? We all watch the game. We analyze it. You don't have to agree with it.
I think a few things, a few responses to what you said. Number one, I do agree with you. I don't think that they are, you know, Durant said it's about the old players. They need to retire and all that. It's not about them. Like you said, when we criticize them,
they
push back. Right. When the retired players criticize them, they push back.
Right.
They just don't like being criticized. Now, what I've always said, Rob, here's the thing. Who's Durant to talk? First of all, you criticize people. You went on burner accounts and ripped your former teammates. But that's not even the real issue. You've been on podcasts ranking players.
Thank you.
And, you know, you have to answer for that. Kyrie went on your podcast, Durant. It wasn't. I believe it was Durant's podcast.
Durant's, yeah, I think so.
And he said, "I ain't never had nobody I believe could hit the last
Thank
shot.
You
ripping LeBron, like whatever Kyrie wanted to justify, it was a shot at LeBron." And so, all we're doing, all Shaq, Barkley, Kenny are doing now. Granted, we have experience. We've covered the league for, you know, three decades. Both of us essentially, they played in the league, so it's an educated opinion. But all we're doing is what people do in the barbershop. What people do when they watch the games together on Saturday.
When they're
and
at the sports bar with their buddies. This
you
is
talk
life.
Talk about it. Who's better? Who's worse? Who's not getting it done? Who's got, you know, this or that? That's all it is. Now, here's where I'm going to defend the players, Rob. I don't know that. I'm going to be honest. I don't think they're necessarily more sensitive. I do think this generation of people is just soft. Softer than what we grew up with, and I'm not trying to be the old man on the lawn, but
get off my lawn.
Right, you can't offend anybody anymore. It's just every little thing. Oh my gosh, you offended. You know, that's a part of life. But what I'll say, Rob, these players today they get criticized so much or scrutinized more than ever. And we've talked about it before. When Jordan, when LeBron, when Jim Brown, when, you know, Terry Bradshaw and all these great players of yesteryear, O.J. Simpson, Eric Dickerson, whoever, when they played, they weren't constantly being scrutinized every single day, Monday through Friday, by talking heads. And when it ain't on TV, it's on the radio. And then now it's on social media. Nobody likes being criticized. Obviously, some people take it better than others. But I get it. To them, it is so ubiquitous. It's not our fault. It's the nature of the business now. It's the nature of the world. social media, all that. I've said it. If I was a player, I wouldn't even get on social media. I would have an account, somebody to manage it for me. I wouldn't even pay attention to it. Because how human beings, Rob, I believe, this is my personal belief, and somebody, a friend of mine told me this, and I agree with him. We aren't built for overwhelming praise, nor are we built for overwhelming criticism. If it's overwhelming praise, we're going to get the big head, think we're more than we are, we're God, we're going to disrespect people. If it's overwhelming criticism, it can break us. I mean overwhelming. And so nobody's faced what this generation of athletes face. And so I feel them on that.
All right, this is my pushback. They are way, way, way overcompensated and have put themselves in
right.
a spot.
So
Chris, it goes with the territory. Yes, I agree. NBA players and former baseball players used to have jobs in the offseason. They made good
but
money,
even
Chris.
When they did, no, know, I'm Rob, just, with the Magic generation, the you know, the 80s,
no,
90s.
No, I get the social media, and I'm not
like
saying that, but there was more criticism. Howard Cosell used to criticize people on national games.
That's nothing compared
no,
to this,
I, I'm
Rob.
Not,
you
but,
know
but,
that.
But
it's
they
not,
won't do that
the
now,
the
Chris.
The,
they're in bed with, I'm just saying, on a national game. Like
yeah,
that,
but is that worse than going and then Stephen A. or Skip or me or you being on TV ripping them every day?
No, I get it. It's a different animal. But my only point is I it comes with the territory and you have to have thick skin. To me, they're just – this is the life we live in. We live in a news cycle, a 24-hour news cycle. And you got to feed the monster. It's on 24/7.
Agreed.
And that's really what it comes for. Chris, when you're great, it's all about you for 24 hours. It's all about
right.
everything you've done. Oh, my God, he's the best this or that. Oh, my – can you believe that? Yes. And I guarantee you they don't turn it off. Guarantee you.
I hear you, and you're right. I'm not trying to make an excuse for him. I'm just saying – I get these dudes, you know, it's constant nowadays, Rob.
No,
you block
I
people.
It.
They should block people. You know what I'm saying?
It's
you block
my
people,
Twitter,
they should block
and
people.
And I'll
on
block if I want
yeah,
to.
I mean, I'm just
block
saying, like,
if I want
right?
to, I block
LeBron
people.
Let it get to him in against Dallas that first year in Miami. Why
what
you think
said,
the next several years he turned off social media, the next decade?
What he said,
he was smart
and that press
to get
conference
out of his
was
head.
As bad as it got. Because when he lost, you remember he said, at the end of the day, I'm still going to have my life, and you go back to
you
your
know what? Some of that's
lives.
A human response.
No, that's
that like,
was
oh,
foul.
Y'all coming at me.
That was
look,
foul.
I'm all right, though. All
that's
right? I'm making $20 million a year.
That's foul, Chris.
I'm a superstar.
To say you go back to
what?
Your little old lives.
I'm just saying,
is,
I hear you,
foul.
And I get it. I'm just saying, these dudes are human.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, he's a frequent guest of the show. We love having him on. Former NFL GM, now an NFL Network analyst, Mr. Charlie Casserly. Charlie, how are you?
Good evening, guys. How you doing?
Doing good,
we are
man.
Great. We are great. Good to have you on. We were just talking about it, so let's get there with
yeah,
you,
let's
Charlie.
Start there.
Jared Goff and Jimmy Garoppolo seems like their teams want to move on, or at least looking at it. And these are two teams that were in the Super Bowls just 3 years and 2 years ago. Why are they ready to move on so quickly? Like Jimmy Garoppolo, Charlie in particular, 24-8 as a starter. I'm not saying he's Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, anybody like that, but is it necessary to get rid of him? I mean, what are your thoughts?
I think in both cases, and I'm not speaking for the team, I'm speaking as somebody who's evaluating him, are there better options out there? Well, you know, Matt Stafford is a better option than either one of them. Now, whether you can get Matt Stafford or not, that's the thing. Can you handle it from your cap point of view? You'd have to look at that. So, obviously, you know, Deshaun Watson, I just don't see Houston trading him. But, again, there's a long way to go on that story yet. And it starts with who's the new head coach going to be, okay, and what's going to happen internally in the organization over the long haul. So, but if we just sit here, you want to Matt Stafford or do you want Garoppolo or Goff? I want Matt Stafford. Do you want Deshaun Watson? Well, that, we don't have to wait too long on that answer. So that may be in the back of the mind of these teams when you start to hear these things.
Charlie, let me ask you. I want to get there to Matt Stafford.
You have to remember that it was reported last year that San Francisco did look into Brady. Now, whether that was accurate, and I don't know, but it was reported.
Yeah, let me ask you about Matt Stafford. I worked in Detroit for 20 years. I was there, covered every Lions game until I moved to Los Angeles. So I saw a lot of Matt Stafford. Evaluate him for me because I as a number one overall pick, never beat any good teams or very seldom did he beat good teams. He feasts on bad teams. Didn't win a playoff game. The Lions never won a division. I mean, I look at the record, and I know people want to say it's all the Lions and he doesn't have a team. But he had some moments where he could have won games for them in a big spot and didn't. How good is he really? Because I think his numbers are empty. I call him Stat Padford because most of them come after the game has been decided.
Well, you've seen more games than I have, okay? So we have to qualify it that way. I think when Jim Caldwell was there, we saw him at his best, and Jim Caldwell is still available, okay, for a head coaching position.
Right.
So I don't think, you know, sometimes you raise the team above the level of its ability, and I think he did that. Now, are we putting him in the Brady and Favre and Rodgers class? No, we're not putting him in that class, but we're putting, to me, above the line. Let's give him a defense. Let's give him a better football team, and let's see how he does. And put him with Indianapolis, and let's see how he does. That's a pretty good team. Put him with New Orleans with Sean Payton. And Frank, of course, Frank Reich in Indianapolis. You know, let's put him with Sean McVay and that Rams team, and let's see how he does.
But that's too easy, Charlie, from this standpoint. He's the number one overall pick in the NFL. He's supposed to elevate other people.
No. Stop,
why
stop
not?
Right there. Stop right there. Okay? He's the number one pick in the year he was picked. It doesn't mean anything about being the number one pick. You just happen to be the number one guy in that year. It depends on the year. Would he have been the number one guy if Andrew Luck came out? No, he wouldn't have been the number one guy.
No, but my point is, why are you saying he needs to go to a team that's going to elevate him? How come he never elevated the Lions is what I'm asking you.
How about having a defense? Okay? How about having a defense?
He had Ndamukong Suh. One year they were the fifth best defense in the league, and they played the Cowboys in the playoffs.
Right, and they got beat. Cowboys, pretty good team. Sometimes you're just not as good as the other team. I'm not ready to give up on the guy, okay? You are, and I understand that, and you've seen more games than I have. I want to see him with a better team. And the other thing you have to look at is, what's the other team think about? Like, if we're the Washington team and we have him as opposed to, you know, the three or four quarterbacks they played this year, I think we would have won more than seven games. See, that's the other perspective you have to take. Who's the quarterback in Indianapolis? Nobody now.
Speaking about all these teams with, you know, looking for quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers, there's a lot of speculation that he wants out. Now, whether it's founded or not, we don't know, but there's tons of speculation and reports. Do you think he should want out of Green Bay?
No. He's playing the best football of his career. Maybe coaching has something to do with that, okay? And the system he's in. He'd be good anywhere, but what I was told there is that watch him play this year. He'll be better than he was because you'll see it faster. He understands the system better, and he excelled. We can sit there and second-guess the coach, and you know, I would have gone for it on fourth down because if you lost it, you give him the ball at the 8-yard line.
Right. Right. Would have changed. Right. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So then, I'd rather put myself in that position and defend him from the 8 than defend him from, a different yard line.
32.
Which is what they had to do.
Or whatever was. Right.
On that point there. But, you know, LaFleur in his second year, they've done a good job there. Now, they're not going to trade him. He's not going anywhere.
Yeah, I'm with you. Chris and I both are with you. We don't think so.
What do you think was behind his comments?
Mark Murphy, the president of the team, already made a statement on it. So.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Charlie, we agree with you because Rob and I was like, this doesn't make sense. But what did you make of his post-game comments? You know, everybody's saying he did that on purpose. He wants out. Do you think it meant anything, or it really didn't mean much?
Well, I haven't read the comments today. I've seen parts of them, which would be maybe from yesterday and reading them today. But I think he kind of came back a little bit saying, you know, I got to go out. Right. I'm paraphrasing it.
No, you're right. He did.
There, he came 15 minutes. Back. I'm sitting there. I'm going back in a room. I'm going to cry. And again, I'm trying to remember some things that were in his comments. But I get it. I mean, it's an emotional time. You're making emotional statements. He's a veteran guy. You'd like to think that he, you know, would have a textbook answer in those situations. But people are human. And you know, he said what he said. But they're not going to trade him, so it's an academic point.
Charlie, let me ask you really quickly. Tom Brady, first half, played well. Second half, awful. Three interceptions. What did you make of that, and what flipped? Was he just trying stuff? Was he improvising? What was the shift in Brady throwing three picks in the second half?
Well, I wish I knew the answer to it. Just watching the tape. I mean, they're going to take some shots in this thing. And so they're going to put the ball up, and sometimes they're going to win those, and sometimes they're not going to win those. And I think there's a little bit of that in there in the second half. But the guy overall is playing terrific. I really do. He's playing as good as he's ever played, really. When you consider where he had to start at the beginning of the season to where he got now, he had to learn a new offense. They had to mesh together. You know, he's playing well in the clutch. You know, if there were some things off right in the second half Sunday. But I think he's going to play terrific in the Super Bowl.
Last thing, Charlie, and we got about a minute left. We talked about Indianapolis being one of those teams that obviously needs a quarterback. If you were running them, who's the first quarterback on your wish list, realistically?
Stafford.
Who should they be going? Stafford, really?
Watson's not realistic.
Because he wouldn't,
Watson's
you don't think
like,
he'd go there?
Watson's a no-brainer to say you want him, okay?
Right,
so,
right. But he's hard to get.
That's radio talk show fantasy football, I think. Stafford's available.
And can I say this to you on Stafford? In his 12-year career, how many times did he have a quarterback rating over 100 for a full season?
Probably never.
Just once. Okay. As long as you're there. Just once.
Let's change coaches with some people sometimes. Okay.
He's had 10 coaches in 12 years.
What's that?
I said he had 10 coaches in 12 years.
Probably close to that.
I know. He had a lot of coaches.
Okay. All right. Flip it around. You're going to play with Jacoby Brissett or Matt Stafford?
All right, I got that. All right, I hear
that.
Well,
no, that's reality. That's reality.
Right. Okay? All right, I'm just not high on Stafford. I watched a lot of his games.
I get it. You've seen a lot of them. I get it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to see what everybody else is playing with to say, okay, we're going to take that guy because he's better.
Right.
And that's reality when you're running the thing. Okay? So, and maybe they've made a decision on Goff, and I don't know. I'm not they're not tipping their hand, and maybe they like Stafford better. So I don't know what they have up their sleeves. Clearly, they had the opportunity to, hey, he's our quarterback. There's no other questions here.
Right, and they didn't do it. Right.
Yeah, they didn't say that.
Yep, they could have easily said that. Thanks, Charlie.
That's Charlie Casserly. We appreciate the time, buddy, as always.
Okay. See you now.
Yep.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob, we talked a little bit about this with Charlie Casserly, and he just shot it down. But it's
He said that they're team
he
president.
He said, like, Rodgers doesn't want out, and he's not getting traded.
Right.
Talking about Aaron Rodgers. But it is all over the place. You've seen it. The speculation's only grown. And this Rodgers, I don't know if he was trying to put out a fire or he was just being honest or what yesterday. But, you know, he kind of, I don't know if he backtracked on his comments, but he said, look, I wasn't saying anything I haven't said before, you know, and I nothing's absolute. So that's all I was talking about.
All right, but let me just read you this real quick. This is what Charlie's talking about. I just found it because I was looking for Murphy, their guy, and there's a quote.
Mike Murphy.
Mike Murphy, Chris.
A quote from who? From, well, as from you Mike... look for it, I'll read some of this.
Go ahead.
All right. CBS NFL insider Jason Lockenfor, who does good work for them, he talked to several people around the league, and Rob, he quotes several guys who are convinced, coaches, front office types, who are convinced that Rodgers wants out and will get moved. Now, take that for what it's worth. These are guys on other teams, most I assume, and they don't necessarily know what's going on with the Packers, but they're talking like they do. So here's one head coach. Head coach, everything you said is true about all the potential roadblocks his team might face to a Rodgers trade, okay? But trust me, we want in on this thing. Which I get.
Well, I mean, right.
Okay. And
if a, guy, if a quarterback of that caliber becomes available, about every team except for three or four, Chris, would be in on him.
Absolutely. Rob, other than Kansas City and maybe the Chargers because Justin Herbert, you know, played well and he's young, who's not going in on that? Now, Cincinnati, because they wouldn't be that good even with him. Probably, so they may just want to stick
they probably,
with their young
I would
guy.
Say Cincinnati right. would be out. But other than that, if you're the Giants, right, with where they were last year, say the Giants.
Absolutely.
And they had a quarterback to go with what they have, a running back and a decent defense, right?
Absolutely.
All right, let me read this quote. I did find it, okay? This is Packers CEO Mark Murphy. Said this on Monday. There's no way in heck Aaron is not going to be on the Packers. He's going to be the MVP of the league, might have had his best year ever. He's our quarterback. So that's what Charlie was talking about. That's not right. iffy. That's kind right. of definitive. But anyway,
let me
other
read
people
to
are speculating.
You what these guys are saying.
Right.
All right. So this guy says, the guy that says he wants him, it's never really been good between him and the coach, obviously LaFleur. It's been a long feeling out process, and it looks like it's over. Aaron knows exactly what he is saying and exactly what he was doing. Now, I'm going to read a few of these, and then we can talk about these guys. Another NFL assistant coach says this. It's been the worst-kept secret in football. I don't think they've ever really won him over. Last year, they held him back, and then they picked his replacement in the draft. This guy is nothing, meaning Rodgers, if not calculated. He's sending a signal to the rest of the league. Come and get me. Here's an anonymous NFL executive. Trust me, the quarterback wants out. Rob, I know this from the NBA. And that's what reporters do. When you want to talk about a team and get information on who they might be looking to trade and all that, yeah, sometimes you'll have sources in those teams. But most times you're talking to other guys around the league. You know this, Rob. And they're because they're talking to teams on trade calls.
Right, right.
And they talk about it. Yeah, Green Bay called me, and, man, they're talking about giving up Rodgers. And then that guy tells somebody from another team, and then he tells a reporter, yeah, Rodgers, from what I hear, Rodgers is available. That's how this stuff works.
That's exactly how it gets out there, right?
Yeah, but Rob, I think these dudes are barking up the wrong tree.
I'm with you. It doesn't make sense after what happened, and as you say, Chris, he just had his best. I think it was his best year. You know, what I mean, numbers wise, that
first
other year.
Second?
What was the other one? Right. It's first or second, right?
Right.
And here he is at 37. But anyway, it just doesn't. Yes, was he frustrated after that game? I would have been too. And
I still don't understand why he said that, though, Rob.
There are a number of free agents. I agree. Like, normally you wouldn't be talking about that right after a heartbreaking loss and you're not going to the Super Bowl. Right, right. So I agree with that. And that's what people picked up on. Is this his last game? Is he talking about like he's gone or whatever? I think those guys sound like hungry wolves who are hoping he's available. Do you know what I mean? More so.
Absolutely. And here's the thing, Rob. Now, could Aaron Rodgers go to Indianapolis, go to Washington, go to the Rams? Like, he could go a number of places and be on a contender. There is no doubt about it. But is he going anywhere and being closer than he is right now? If he goes to Indianapolis, he's got to go through Pat Mahomes just to get to the Super Bowl. If he goes anywhere else in the NFC, yeah, they're good. But are they necessarily better than what he has in Green Bay? The Rams got some good receivers, obviously the great defense, but the Packers defense is good. LaFleur, the brain freeze notwithstanding, has been a good coach. We got to give him that. I do think that while Rodgers obviously gets most of the credit, you know, playing in that system is better than what Mike McCarthy had him doing. I think that has something to do with it as well. He's got arguably the best receiver in the league in Devontae Adams. I think the other receivers are okay. They're not, none of them are number ones, but they got a number one. They're number twos and threes. And then he's got Aaron Jones can run. If they lose him, I like the Dylan kid, the rookie, who runs incredibly hard. Looked like an old Pete Johnson.
That's that
remember
kid
Pete
from,
Johnson?
Was he from Boston College, right?
I don't know where he's from, but he's humongous.
Yes.
A.J. Dillon. He looks like Pete Johnson.
I remember Pete Johnson.
Him for the
Bengals. Yeah, yeah, I remember him.
So my point is, Rob, like, where is he going? They were 13-3 the last 2 years. They've been in the NFC title game. Run it back. I said this yesterday. Run it back. Make some tweaks. Try to improve here and there and run it back. They need, and I'll give you, Mark Murphy, put it to bed. LaFleur, put it to bed.
Right. I mean,
Rodgers has said, he hadn't been as absolute as them, but, you know, he hadn't said, nah, I want out or hinted
because,
at that because in the last
Chris,
couple days.
They could have done what the Rams people have done, right? And the 49er people, which is like Hedge. Yeah, he's our quarterback for right now.
Right, right.
I mean, they could have said that. Hey, Jordan Love, you haven't seen him in practice. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
We didn't draft him in the first round not to play. I mean, they could have come up with, they could have right. said anything.
Absolutely. And I think, look, Rob, and here's the bottom line. If Rodgers did want out, he could force his way out.
Absolutely.
I mean, if Deshaun Watson may be able to force his way out, there's no doubt Aaron Rodgers could. And I don't see any signs he's going to do that. Now, again,
I'll tell you right here, Chris, here's his argument to get out. Ready? I was totally disrespected at the end of the game.
Absolutely.
I can't play for this guy. Are you kidding? I mean, if he wants to be vain and make
right.
a stink, you know what I mean? Like,
and people,
like all
a lot
I've
of
done,
people would agree with that.
Yes. All I've done my career, you know what I mean? I've given my blood, sweat, tears. I sat for 3 years. I did this. I won a Super Bowl for this franchise, blah, 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 blah. And in the biggest game of my life that could have been legacy changing, Chris, I don't even get a chance at the last play of the game. Seriously.
Right. Right.
He could make a case and get
people
on his side.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. He wouldn't get – now, I don't think it would be a great look because he
I'm
made
just
some
saying,
mistakes too. But a lot of people would give it – yeah, a lot of people would give that to him. And the bottom line is this. We see it with James Harden. I thought Harden handled himself terribly in Houston. But you
and
know
he's
what?
Fine now.
Right. Nobody's thinking about that.
That's
you
what
know,
I'm saying.
Now that he's in Kevin Durant, nobody was really thinking much about OKC once he started winning those championships. And so it would sting. He'd get ripped maybe a little bit, but it would go away quickly as he lifted another team to title contention. Let me throw this at you too, Rob. And we talked, I believe he should have. Rod Woodson joined us, said he should have. Do you think Rodgers should have said something to LaFleur? Now, I'm not saying be rude or, you know, yelling at him or whatever. But, hey, look, let's think about this. Or we should go for this or whatever.
If
it meant calling the timeout. But I think he should have said something.
I would, too. I mean, I couldn't imagine being in that situation. It would be like Scott Shapiro calling and saying, you know, let Chris do inside the Parker. You know what I'm saying? We would have to brawl,
right.
Me and Scott.
It'd be like if it was some type of big game the day after the Super Bowl, and he's like, hey, let Chris just do the show by himself.
Exactly. Right.
You know, and you're going to say something.
That would be my last show.
But really, you know what I'm saying? That's what it was. And again, I just think Aaron should, and he's got the clout. He's not, you know, it wouldn't have been a rookie, you know, some average quarterback. He's got the clout. I think it's still weird to me.
I just, because you were talking about in Philadelphia when how the players reacted. I just could imagine the entire sidelines and all the players, not just Aaron Rodgers. Like, what are we doing?
Right.
Like, seriously.
Well,
like, what?
That, you know what? I hadn't thought about that, but you're like, right. Because we talked about, did Peterson lose? There's a chance he lost some of the locker room. Is that? Here's what I'll say. LaFleur has been so good.
Otherwise. No, but still, that's a big, like, everybody puts their blood, sweat, and tears, Chris.
The Super Bowl, right?
Right, and you're right there, and you pull the plug.
That's a good point.
I think LaFleur is damaged. I'm not saying he can't get it, Chris, but there's blood in the water because the two championship games haven't gone their way. And this one, people can look at it and say, even if we lose, and Charlie said it right, Chris, even if they fail on fourth down, they're at the 8-yard line.
Right.
What if there's a fumble? What if Tom Brady throws a screen pass and it's tipped?
Yeah, just throw the interception.
Yes, and if somebody runs it in, you have more of a chance to score at the 8-yard line because they have to be real.
And if you shut them down, which you had to do,
then they would punt the ball and you're at the 50.
Position. Right.
Right. Chris, I'm not a football coach. You're not a football coach. That makes sense to me.
That play was just asinine. I'm sorry. I remember thinking, watching that game early in the fourth quarter, I'm thinking, you know what? It's four and out now. Like,
right.
It's four
every,
and out.
Every possession,
pretty much.
I totally
right.
agree. Yeah,
because some of these drives can last a long time. So you gotta score on every possession. So that was horrible. And I hadn't thought about that, Rob. And I'm not saying I believe that has happened, but it's possible he lost some players. It's very possible. And we'll know it early next year.
Yeah.
Or next year. If they come out and they just have a bad season, maybe they make the playoffs as a wild card or if they did, I don't see them not making the playoffs, but let's say they didn't. That would be why. I really believe that. That would be why, that he had lost these guys. So we'll see.